Again, from the Acts of the Apostles, I love this image. The apostles had been put into jail. An angel came, opened the doors of the prison, let them out. And they were told to go and talk about the life that they had started living. Imprisoned, freed by an angel, sent on a mission to go and tell about the life they were living. This new life. That's a paradigm for each and every one of us. Now, they were unjustly condemned. We were justly condemned and in prison. And almost like an angel of God, huh? Even more. God himself comes to us in prison, throws open the gates and says, go tell them about this life. You're free. That's our life in a nutshell. You know, a lot of religion is man's search for God. Where are you? And that's great. There's a part of that. We've been given knowledge and intellect in order to seek out the truth that we find discovered to be God himself. But Christianity is not that, because it started even in the early days of Judaism when God went to Abraham. Christianity is about God coming to us. God searching for us, not our search for him. That's only the effect of God knocking on my door, setting me free from prison so that I can then enter into relationship with him. I think it's too easy for us to think the other way, to live out of that. Because I wake up in the morning, a couple hours before Mass, in a stupor, because I haven't had my coffee, and I fumble down the stairs, and I go and find Jesus in the tabernacle, and as if to say, hey, I found you. Or we wake up and do the same, get in our cars and come here and find Jesus, say, I found you. There's an element of truth to that. But the reality is, Jesus says, no, I found you. The moment you woke up, I sent my spirit to be with you, to guide you here. And after you've been here, he's going to accompany you everywhere you go, because it's his prerogative to find us, and not primarily ours to find him. Our prerogative is to acknowledge that we have been found, set free, and that he is our constant companion throughout the course of this day. So well done, everyone. We've been found and rescued. And all that's already happened. Even without a cup of coffee, it still happens. Is that not what John 3:16 is about? God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son so that we may have life and not perish, so that we may be set free. He did not come to condemn us, but to save us, to find us, to rescue us. That's happening right now. Now he says, go and tell him about this new life. It's extraordinary.